supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen. Hi, Joel. How are we doing tonight?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. I hope we can get you on once a month or so in this time slot to keep our evening listeners up to date on what's really going on behind the scenes. And you know what was said, the old saying is, may you live in exciting times. And we are certainly living in exciting times. Tell us what your take is on what's taking place today.
Well, let's first of all talk about the Ukraine situation. I get inundated with stories from well-meaning anti-government outfits that are incensed at the U.S. provoking the uprisings in Ukraine, and by inference making out Russia as the beleaguered party there. Paul Craig Roberts is one of them, and although I usually agree when he regularly lashes out at the U.S. globalists and their intervention around the world, he too often takes the view of the left, which incorrectly portrays the Russians as victims of U.S. meddling. Even Paul Joseph Watson of Infowars.com was slightly outpaced this past week in his recent analysis, posting one story after another, making the case that this is all a put-up job by Western operatives, like all the other Arab Spring or color revolution. Yes, there is truth that the U.S. has manipulated many such events, such as the globalists inciting and financing the Arab Spring uprising, but even those are much more complex than a one-sided instigation, as many people on our side are promoting. So let me start to separate a little bit of facts from fiction when we talk about the Ukraine, because misreading the facts and coming to partially erroneous conclusions is the problem here, not bad intent. Let's look at Paul Craig Roberts and the case he makes. He says, a number of confirmations have come in from readers that Washington is fueling the violent protests in Ukraine with our taxpayer dollars. Washington has no money for food stamps or to prevent home foreclosures, he says, but there's plenty of money which to subvert Ukraine. Now, first of all, promoting food stamps and preventing home foreclosures is a proper use of government money is a stupid leftist position, and he shouldn't be promoting that as a proper use of taxpayer funds. And then by saying that he's subverting Ukraine, that's a pejorative implying there's no blame on the part of the Russian puppet government of Prime Minister Yanukovych. He says, one reader wrote, my wife, who's of Ukrainian nationality, has weekly contact with her parents and friends in northwestern Ukraine. According to them, most protesters get an average payment of 200 to 300 hryvnia, corresponding to about 15 to 25 euros. As I additionally heard, one of the most active agencies and payment outlets on the EU side is the German Konrad Adenauer Stiftung, being closely connected to the Christian Democratic Union, Mrs. Merkel's major party in Germany. Well, Stiftung means scholarship fund in Germany or foundation. And it is true that some of the scholarship money is being used for some of the students, the one-time help for the financial pain of those on the front lines, but $20 really doesn't go very far. Most others are getting some cash or food donations from those who can't participate, Ukrainians, local Ukrainians. It would be totally wrong to suggest these people are getting paid to protest, or the U.S. money was even a secondary motive.
Go right ahead.
As I pointed out in my previous report, the people on the front lines, in the World Affairs Brief, there's a tremendous spirit of freedom among the protesters and a hatred for the establishment. They're not just rowdies or students. as often we have seen in longtime protests in the U.S. They come from every walk of life, varying ages and backgrounds, and united by the...
Hold that thought. They just want to be free.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Right back online. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Joel is pointing out that Paul Craig Roberts, who I happen to have a great deal of respect for in most issues, is, but I agree with Joel that certainly Paul Craig Roberts really doesn't understand the globalist movement, and many times he doesn't understand certainly that they are pushing a socialist agenda, and basically they're not trying to bring capitalism or freedom to the people of the Ukraine. They just really want to destabilize the situation, install socialist puppets who will do of the bidding, as it will go along with this whole globalist agenda. But pick the story up there, Joel.
Well, Robert says the Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, means by Ukraine's future under EU overlordship is for Ukraine to be looted like Latvia and Greece and to be used by Washington as a staging ground for U.S. missile bases against Russia. Now, there's several things wrong with the statement. He implies, of course, and this is typical of his continued slide into leftist rhetoric, as if Latvia and Greece had no responsibility for taking and squandering all the billions the EU loans to them. Yes, it is true that the EU, just like the IMF and the World Bank, used loans to lure in socialist countries knowing that they're headed for bankruptcy and then control them with the stranglehold those loans provide. But it doesn't make the corrupt socialist nations like Latvia and Greece any less. It doesn't make them victims. They're equally responsible for the mess that they put their countries in. So I'm objecting basically to Paul Craig Roberts joining common cause with the left, who also are against globalism, mainly because, you know, they want to to them. But he's failing to take the true free market position, which is different. As for Russia's part in all this, I quote in the World Affairs Brief from Graham Stack of Business News Europe, which talked about who the Kremlin's main controller is there in Ukraine. In the Rada, which is Ukrainian, the name for Ukrainian parliament, Russian-Ukrainian oligarch Vadim Novinsky is thought to have helped spark the recent mayhem around the country by blocking the bill that was going to change the government form back to the constitutional provision where the president had left power. February 18th was the day that was supposed to see the opposition press home its advantage. Ukraine's parliament was to bring up the draft bill for a vote for restoring the parliamentary constitution of 2004. That move would shift power from the president back to parliament. It's a core rallying point of the opposition, and one that President Viktor Yanukovych had conceded to in principle in return for the opposition reining in the violent protests that erupted in mid-January. Well, to set this up for a vote, and to call for the first reading, needed the signatures of 150 members of parliament, and thus needed support from Yanukovych's ruling Party of Regions. Now, the Party of Regions is the Russia-controlled main majority party in Ukraine, and that's because of, it's the most aligned with Russia, and most of the eastern bloc of Ukraine and the southern bloc of Ukraine are mostly Russian. And so they support this ruling Party of Regions. Sources say over 60 members of parliament from regions were prepared to support the legislation, which would have given it support of around 200 total votes. But it was not to be. According to the Rada press service, Rada, remember, is the Ukrainian parliament, the draft bill submitted by the opposition for registration was not supposed to be not supported by the necessary number of MPs. Opposition leaders claim they found the registration office locked and abandoned, and they couldn't move the bill forward. Someone was sabotaging it, and that's when the violence started. So the Party of Regions' failure to support the bill struck activists on the Maidan. Now, the Maidan is Ukrainian for Independence Square. That's the main square, so they'll refer to that as the Maidan movement. They referred that as treachery. Diverse groups had fulfilled their part in the ceasefire agreement. This was the one back in January. Surrendering state offices to Kiev City Hall and dismantling massive outlying barricades. Within an hour, furious protesters marched on the Rada and protested. And that's what started the latest round of protests that we saw last week in the week prior. But a little background on Novinsky shows that he's a typical Russian oligarch. He's not Ukrainian at all. He made his wealth by insider contacts and was sent to Ukraine by Putin to make sure the conflict was created. The 50-year-old metals oligarch, rated among Ukraine's top 10 richest men, is a freshly minted politician and even more freshly minted Ukrainian. Novinsky swapped Russian citizenship for Ukrainian in 2012, entered the Rada in August, formally joined the Party of Regions in September. Novinsky is widely regarded as the Kremlin whip inside Ukraine and is thought to have helped pressure the Party of Regions against supporting the Constitution bill. While Russia's President Vladimir Putin basks in international attention at the Winter Olympics and projects a handoff approach to Ukraine, Novinsky's role may point to Kremlin complicity. Boris Filatov, a business associate and friend of the recently minted Ukrainian for over 13 years, says, told the Business News of Europe, of course he's an agent of Kremlin. He adds that Novinsky's Kremlin links likely stem from the St. Petersburg route he shares with Putin and many other top Russian officials. Vadim was born and lived in Petersburg, the hometown of Putin and company, Filatov said. He's never been a Ukrainian until 2012. And so he's clearly a transplant in order to be an agent of influence. Well, Russian media sources are portraying this conflict as a coup organized by the U.S., which is only partially true. It is not true that the U.S. wants Ukraine to be free. It really only wants to antagonize Russia and Russia's core followers in this nation. so as to build up hatred against the U.S. and NATO and to provide a future justification for direct Russian intervention and control. The EU intervention to Ukraine for a trade bloc was also done for global purposes as well, knowing that the Russians would object. But the people of Western Ukraine really do want out from under the thumb of Russia and their controlled, corrupt politicians, not because they really understand liberty either. They're all socialists there in Ukraine and would choose their own brand of socialist leader with the proviso that he frees them from Russia. And that won't happen. And even if it did, it would lead to corruption yet again. No opposition leader will be allowed to rise and gain prominence unless either secretly controlled by Moscow or the globalists. And I'll talk about Tymoshenko, the persecuted prime minister, favorite of the opposition that was just released from prison in a few minutes. They also hate the established bureaucracy and all of its corruption. Here's an accurate view of Ukrainian corruption by Martin Armstrong, based upon his Ukrainian contact. He says, the corruption in Ukraine is massive. Much of the bureaucracy is buried still in communism with no rational explanation. Under communism, the state owns everything. Therefore, your papers were a form of domestic passport, not good for international travel. Inside that paper or passport, internal passport, you had to have your permanent address assigned to you by government since you were not allowed to move. To this day, although communism collapsed and you could move, your passport must still have your official address. If you want to move, it will take months to get a new passport. You have to pay a bribe to get it expedited, and that may take up to 2 months. The law forced you to return to change any documents. You cannot do anything online. You have to go back to that permanent residence. The bureaucracy has never been reformed, and this is in line with my claim, Dr. Stan, that you know, there never was a fall of communism in the Soviet Union. It was carefully crafted the exception of the Russians, the communists, and the bureaucrats still run everything like before. There is no law saying you need an address anymore, yet nobody can change anything because it's as if nobody is really in charge except the bureaucracy that's going to work following the same old rules as if there never was any fall of the Soviet Union.
And people really have not stopped and thought that every leader of the Soviet Union, with the exception of Yeltsin, every one of them had come from the KGB, and whether it was before or after the so-called phony fall. But the average American doesn't understand that. The same people are always in control. And so anyway, go right ahead.
Well, and Yeltsin himself was a puppet of his.
Sure, of course he was. I mean, basically, our reality is simply being molded by the people who want us to believe that communism fell. We put communism in power over there, and we kept communism in power. We financed it in the 1990s. We drilled all their oil wells and drilled all their gas wells so that they would have an income so that we could maintain the best enemy that money could buy. Go right ahead.
So the truce that was announced Friday contained the promises of early elections, the implementation within 48 hours of the same constitutional change that was sabotaged previously. But the hated Yanukovych was not going to be stepping down. Now, this was Friday. Instead, he was promising a coalition government with the top opposition parties, whose leaders, I believe, are already compromised. No coalition government with communists have ever overturned communist rule. Worse, it requires the total truce on Friday required the total disarmament of the protesters, that is, all illegal weapons, which means all weapons, had to be turned in. And they had to agree to no more violence. And so here's what I wrote last Friday, just as this was evolving. Whether or not the rank and file protesters will accept the truce is not yet known. They should not accept it. Many will rightly suspect a sellout in order to pacify them, just like the last truce. I don't believe that any of the opposition political leaders are willing to push Russian influence out of Ukraine, and that's the only reason Yanukovych agreed to this truce.
Well, the tragedy is people over there don't understand these concepts of freedom, which are so much part of America. But increasingly today, why fewer and fewer people already support freedom in America. Probably 40% of the people still support, they certainly Obama's socialist policies. More and more our young people are being conditioned to believe in socialism. They graduate from high school. They graduate from college dedicated socialists. Why? Because American taxpayer money is being used to program our people into a belief in socialism. The government should provide for the people.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, that thought will be right back. And Cynthia Judge always just saying, you know, basically, we see what's going on over there. We get all these reports, but how do you interpret them? And basically, I mean, here you have all the unrest there this last week and all the demonstrations and all the shooting, and the police are shooting at the people and people are getting killed. And then suddenly, about Saturday, why, of course, the police just sort of disappear. They stop shooting people. And then, of course, the president of the company, president, suddenly disappears. And then the Parliament, which of course is divided, suddenly votes unanimously to oust the president. Votes unanimously. There's no opposition. Somebody's giving orders, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody ordered the police to step down. Somebody ordered Yukovitch to leave. Somebody certainly ordered Parliament to vote unanimously, and now apparently we're going to have perhaps a new government installed that'll be going along certainly with Western policies, at least for the time being. The Russians aren't going to send in military troops and combat, yes, because they're not ready for a confrontation with the West. That's coming a few years down the line as we begin moving towards the next major war between communism and capitalism, which I think will be as phony as all the other wars, but be that as it may, it doesn't really matter. It's like the Second World War, the battle between America and Nazi Germany. All during that war, why American corporations provided the weapons, American banks provided the money, the best enemy money could buy. But right now, things seem to have quieted down. Would that be a fairly good analysis, Joel?
That's right. Let me add just a few more details of what now, from the hindsight here, when I see that they pulled this phony coup, like they pulled a phony coup on Gorbachev in the fall of the Soviet Union. And these people are really practiced with this. But what's really interesting is the Western media. I mean, when that was happening in the 1989 and the early 90s, you know, I was broadcasting in the World Affairs Brief, this is false. How is it the KGB can't capture Gorbachev in his undefended villa? How come Yeltsin was sitting on top of a tank and broadcasting to all the world about liberty, and when the communists still controlled the television station, why didn't they pull the plug? You know, all kinds of anomalies. Where did the head of the KGB and the GRU and the defense minister flee to if they're the head of state power? Who are they afraid of? Why did they have to flee? You see, none of that made sense, and none of the U.S. media picked up on that at all. Not a single media outlet has picked up what I just described to your audience, Dan, is that who gave the orders for all the police to simply disappear and stop guarding any of these buildings? Now, there's also something, a great anomaly. You know, these protesters were sitting around basically, and they had these barricades. And all they did is send in police with these shields to stand there hour after hour, all day and all night, never really confronting the protesters. And they made a couple of forays with one single armored vehicle which tried to drive up over a barricade and got flooded with Molotov cocktails and had retreat. At no time did they ever make a concerted military show of force which could have wiped out the protesters in one fell swoop. Now, they did start to shoot protesters. I think what this was doing was simply to build up a world feeling of support for the protesters who were legitimate. I covered a week ago in the World Affairs Brief the people actually on the scene, the Ukrainians have been writing about the fervor of the protesters. They really do want to be free from the Russians. They do want liberty in that sense. They're all socialists. They don't want the kind of free market necessarily. You know, they all, their opposition leaders are socialists to a great extent. But they want to be free from Russia. So they are sincere. But at any time, the Ukrainian army under the control of Yanukovych, filled with Russian special forces, and they sort of swept down there and arrested and taken all of these people by force. But they didn't. All that they did was continue week after week, allow them to fester and to show their support. So I don't think the protesters were necessarily timed and paid, by the Westerners. That was their part of the natural fervor to be free from Russian dominance in Western Ukraine. But what was strange was that the Yanukovych wouldn't do anything really to remove the protesters, to stop them. And all they did this previous week was exacerbated by killing and shooting up to about 100 protesters. And that provided the spark that basically said, you know, it made sure that the protesters would not accept another truce without their demands being made. And then all of a sudden, you know, they didn't get their demand. They rejected the truce. And then all of a sudden, the other side gave up. Instead of continuing the status quo, instead of continuing to isolate the protesters and things and make it be a stalemate, they simply walked away and gave it all up.
Somebody gave an order for the police to stand down, but nobody ever asked who is really pulling the strings behind the things that are really going on behind the scenes. We see this on television. We think we're seeing reality. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
I thought we're going to be right back. And certainly Joel is simply pointing out that, certainly Russia is having very, very real problems. And suddenly the EU is having problems. And suddenly is the EU going to be giving this all this money? Is it to Russia or is it going to be giving it to the Ukraine?
So it's giving it to the Ukraine so they can pay off their debt with Russia.
Okay, so the EU, which of course we are financing, we're giving money to the EU, and then the EU is going to be giving money to the Ukraine, and the Ukraine is going to be giving money to the Russians, but of course we would never give money to the Russians because they're the enemy, or are they? Go right ahead.
And so what I think is happening is that you're going to set up a pro-Western Ukrainian state, and one of the major opposition leaders is probably Yuli Tymoshenko is going to be put back in as president or prime minister. And, you know, you're actually reverting back to the Constitution of 2004, which then has a stronger prime minister than president. And, prime minister is tied to the ruling party in the Rada, which is the parliament. But there's a problem. And the Party of Regions, of course, that has the strong majority in the Rada is pro-Russian and represents most of the eastern and southern areas, as well as about half of the Ukraine, because most of the establishment people in Ukraine, business and professional people, speak Russian. They don't speak Ukraine. They protest when Ukraine and then the Ukrainian language, which they view as kind of a dialect, the proud and the haughty, people speak Russian in Ukraine. So that's why the Party of Regions has a great deal of power there. So how they're going to run a coalition government and let the appearance of the opposition rule when they really don't have a majority is another slick trick that they're going to have to pull. And I think that there are going to be people in the Party of Regions that are going to switch sides and join the opposition to make it appear as if they've got a majority for a period of time. Meanwhile, I see this as a pro-Western majority ruling Ukraine that will give an excuse for Russia and the Russian-speaking people to complain vociferously about being mistreated, about not being represented, calling for Russian intervention. Crimea is already being primed to be able to secede from Ukraine and have ties with Russia. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that could play out, Stan, and I'll be commenting on them in the World Affairs Brief as this develops. But as I summarize here, let me say that the major thing that I'm trying to point out is that this coup, overthrowing Yanukovych, was done by the Russian side, not by the opposition. Simply walked away and let the opposition win when they had no reason to do so, other than to mimic the phony fall of the Soviet Union. And what did they do in the Soviet Union? They got all that aid and trade from the United States and EU. Pallet fulls of $100 bills flooded in, and you're going to see a wave of money rewarding Ukraine. Corruption won't stop, but they'll all do it in the name of opposition and liberty now instead of the Russians. And eventually we'll see the environment for a return of Russia to take control after charges of corruption and problems, lack of human rights for the Russian minority are exacerbated.
I think your point is so well made, and I would just like to reiterate what Joel just said. You know, certainly when Russia collapsed, oh my goodness, those terrible communists, they just fell, and now we're rid of the communists. Of course, then we end up with Putin comes from the KGB, but well, he used to be with the KGB, now he's with another intelligence organization. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, well, certainly in the era about 1990, 1991, Russia's having terrible problems because communism doesn't work. They were financially totally unstable. But don't you worry. The United States certainly sent our companies over there, and it was American corporations backed by American banks that drilled the oil wells so Russia would have a source of income from oil, and drilled the gas wells so that Russia would have an income from natural gas and could pump it into Europe and make certainly Europe dependent upon Russian natural gas. And basically, we funded the whole thing. The American people were certainly, you can check this out, you can find out that it happened, but nobody ever tells the American people, and everybody thinks, hey, really, isn't it wonderful? Communism fell. Well, basically, they call it a new society, but it's still a communist authoritarian society under exactly the same people. And I think, as Joel is pointing out, we're seeing a replay of this in the Ukraine today. And the average American has no idea what's really going on. It's all illusion and delusion. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, switching topics now, let's talk about another hot spot right here in the Americas. Venezuela is really up in arms, and this is not a provoked revolution. This is a typical extension of Chavez's communist takeover. And remember that Chavez, Hugo Chavez, came to power democratically. They basically, you know, corrupted enough voters in there that he pounded the pulpit day after day about the great evil of the United States and how they were the cause of all Venezuela's problems and talked enough people into voting. And once he got in office, of course, and he controlled all of the electoral people, then there's no way, even though he became very unpopular, the opposition couldn't win because Chavez controlled the electoral process. And it was very, very corrupt. He would buy votes, and he continued to corrupt a lot of people with giving out government benefits. He used a lot of the oil revenue in order to get benefits, basically buying votes. So that when he died of cancer, then his vice president, Maduro, took over, and the entire electoral machinery. They attacked the Supreme Court. They attacked the legislature in Venezuela. Maduro won the victory. But, you know, the socialism caught up with the Venezuelans as hyperinflation started to set in. Right now, there's 50 to 60% hyperinflation. That means prices are going up 50% every year. Every 2 years, prices double. There's abusive government, full socialism, rationing, the causing the riots. You go to a grocery store to buy food, you have to present your papers and the documentation of who you are, your address, and your special number they have. And they put those, everything you buy, into the electronic cash register, and it registers in a national computer base. If you go to another store and try to buy another chicken when you already purchased one at another store, and it's listed electronically on your coupon, then you're disallowed. You're refused because you've already bought one chicken and you're only allowed to buy one for a week. What's worse is that Maduro has set off a group of militias in favor of the government riding around on motorcycles, and I've seen videos of this from Caracas, from the apartment buildings, riding around with guns, just shooting into the high-class areas because they know these are the people who vote against us. And they've been throwing Molotov cocktails at the people's apartments. I mean, it's just literally open season on anyone who isn't a Maduro supporter. Things are really out of hand. It was just a crisis of mammoth proportion.
Totally chaotic, but what a tragedy for the Venezuelan people.
Yes, it really is. And, you know, clearly Maduro and his group were not able to win an election. But, you know, unfortunately, even Paul Craig Roberts is saying, you know, Maduro's a lawfully, you know, elected president. We have to abide by that, even if he is a Marxist. It's the same thing that a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of people said, both on the left and the libertarian right, when Allende in Chile, when they elected a Marxist, and actually he didn't actually win a majority, he only won a plurality because there was so much division, he only had about 36% support, but because of their electoral laws, they gave it to them, and the U.S. overthrew him, you know, and set up another government there, which wasn't correct, but still, you know, this is where Allende would have taken Chile. You know, this is what happens when you have a Marxist get in charge there. Now, you actually have a Marxist in charge of Chile right now, and she's still playing a tool like they are in Brazil, playing, you know, with the globalists, playing with the international market, trying to increase their strength. They're actually following the China model, which is not giving up your communism, but playing friendly to capitalism so that you can get more money and aid and trade. This is a different model than what Russia and the Eastern Bloc is doing. You know, it's a different model. Russia basically faked its own demise and played like they were letting all the satellites go. But they really haven't. They actually control all the major political parties in every one of the satellite countries. And we happen to know that even in Poland, for example, the Lech Walesa was a Soviet agent. He was just playing the opposition, so was Václav Havel, so-called Nobel laureate. Literature Prize winner and poet who claimed to be an anti-communist, but he was in fact a Soviet agent as well in Czechoslovakia. So nothing is as it seems. This is a very difficult world for living.
I agree. Go right ahead.
So one of the more difficult things in the United States to deal with is the fact that, you know, in almost every time you have a forum, a conservative forum and a conspiratorial forum or anything in the alternate web, you have government shills that are trolling the internet and basically, you know, taking positions and causing hate and discontent and unrest. You know, it's just a lot of, you know, Godlike Productions had a major problem this past week when one of its most contentious bloggers on the thing, apparently, according to Infowars.com, posted something from his blogging. It's in code, or partially coded. Basically, he has three or four user IDs a couple of them from Korea, a couple of them from Kazakhstan. And, but in this accidental posting, apparently it is claimed that he is working for National Security Agency, and it's got his team contact name in here. And it lists a series of questions about this shill is supposed to be interactively reporting back to government, saying, for example, do any of the respondents display the urge to supply information that could be helpful to your mission? Do the respondents appear hostile to your attempts to steer the discussion? Have you made a personal chart taking care to note who appear to be the leaders in the forum versus who appear to be the followers? Have you attempted to gauge the temperature of the forum's users, in other words, the prevailing social psychology of the forum's members? Would you gain more trust or credibility if you were to use one of the agencies allotted home pools, most often needed when handling EBTS, they said, I don't know what it means, but they're more sensitive to the locals. Anyway, there's a lot of types of things, I suspect that this is not true. This is probably, there are trolls. This is what's considered what I call a truthful forgery. And here's how that works. Basically, you put something out there on the net that is true, but the provenance is someday going to be declared to be false. That you just discredit the whole truth of what's in the controversy because they claim that it's a forgery. First of all, I don't think this, what I just read, matches the way that they would direct these trolls on the Internet. Surely the government hires people. But they wouldn't be asking questions like this. Do the respondents appear hostile to your attempt to hear the discussion? You know, they would actually be giving guidelines and saying, you know, try to find out who the leaders are, determine between this. Make sure that you don't appear this way to the two, and be careful about obviously trying to steer the discussion. In other words, they wouldn't be asking questions like this so much as they would be giving direction. So I'm a little skeptical about this part. I'm also skeptical for the fact that anytime you post anything on any of these forums, you do that through a form, and the form gives you the entire post that you're posting. And you have to say, confirm, or post this. In other words, you're given a chance to read it. There's no way that a person would post this and not have noticed this great big long list of confidential information that was getting out there to this post and then press the send button. I just can't believe it would happen. So I think this is interesting, Stan, because it represents what I call the how they try to falsify the truth by putting out forged truth that then when people, that watch how this goes through the Internet, they'll watch who sends it on, they'll watch who comments on it, and they'll be taking names and numbers of people as they track everything that goes on in the net. And I think to a certain extent that's why they put out the false information about the DHS buying 2 billion bullets, more than they can ever use. More than you could use in the entire World War III. But they do that, I think, to raise awareness so that they can track then who are the real rabble-rousers, who are the people that get most upset. They're building lists, Dan. They're building lists about who reacts to what. And that's what these disinformation artists are doing, are planting information and watching how it is noted around the Internet and who takes what position.
I'm sure that this is true. They will do that. They know how to manipulate our reality. They know how to manipulate our minds. They're experts at it, and they're doing a great job. And there are few people who can think independently like you. Certainly what we need are more people to begin to challenge everything they read. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, they've infiltrated the right and the left, the conservatives, the liberals, the Republicans and Democrats. They'll come up and say something that is entirely true. And then they'll have the same person say something that is totally ridiculous, that'll tend to discredit what they've said that's entirely true. It's an old technique. They know exactly how to manipulate our reality. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, there's another story here, a pretty good analysis of North Korea that came out last week in the Diplomat website. North Korea, it says, appears to be laying the groundwork to begin a new round of provocations that could very well take the form of a missile test or a nuclear test. Despite its deliberate and successful in the U.S. with its attempt to portray itself as an irrational actor, North Korea is actually a very savvy, you know, way of dealing with the world, and its provocations usually follow a well-worn playbook. This begins with North Korea mounting a charm offensive that is aimed primarily at the South Korean audience. The purpose of this charm offensive is to create hope that Pyongyang could be turning over a new leaf. Amid this charm offensive, North Korea quietly demands that South Korea and the United States do something that Pyongyang knows full well that they won't do. When they particularly fail to meet the demand, Pyongyang insists that it is being provoked and uses that provocation to justify more brazen action on its part. And this allows North Korea to blame its own actions on South Korea and the U.S., and that's exactly what they did concerning this latest military exercise, demanding that they stop it. If they don't, then it justifies them taking a harder stand. More political theater stand.
And Chris, they keep talking, oh, he's going to attack America. I mean, what ridiculous things is he saying over and over again? They just don't make any sense. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
How to get in touch with the World Affairs Brief. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Before we let Joel go, Joel, how can people get in touch with World Affairs Brief? How can they subscribe to your newsletter? And how can they get your books?
Thanks, Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. And people can get a free sample issue by simply emailing me at editor at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. On my other website, joelskousen.com, people can see pictures and descriptions of my various books on preparedness. My top seller, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. And my largest book is The Secure Home, everything from A to Z about how to develop and design a high-security residential retreat. And my last book is an architectural plan book on how to do a safe room in an existing basement called the High Security Shelter Book. All three of these books are available from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927, we recommend listening to Joel's books. We think it's important you begin making preparations for what I believe are very real problems that lie not too far ahead. Good night, Joel. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us this evening. Fascinating discussion.
Okay, thank you, Stan.
Good night. Okay, fine. That was Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and certainly we think you really need to get his information and read Joel's point of view, because it's always provocative, and certainly down through the years he's been very accurate on most issues. So this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported, and we're dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience who agree that we were involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. But there really is another dimension. There's a spiritual dimension, and we're involved in a spiritual battle, and we're losing that battle because most people don't even understand this is not political, that is not ideological, this is not a cultural battle between the East and the West, communism and capitalism. It's a spiritual battle between good and evil, because here at the highest levels of our government are subversive elements that control both political parties and make mockery of the electoral process. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 4 hours a day. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week. And you can listen live 4 hours a day and archive the programs 24 hours a day. You need to get the information. You need to get it out. And you need to get other people to begin listening and to begin to understand that our reality is created for us by the people who control the media, and the media is controlled by 6 or 7 major corporations, covered the book we carry called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly, well worthwhile reading, although it's written by a left-wing professor who thinks the right-wing controls the media, but then, of course, the right-wing believes the left-wing controls the media, and they're all wrong. They do not understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, suddenly you get that book, as you get my talks on Agenda 21, the covert plan, or certainly population control, the secret agenda, so many other, the forbidden truth, are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can get a list of the DVDs and books and CD sets that are available. If you haven't, would like to know what's going on in the Catholic Church, you need to get Father Malachi Martin's 4-CD set on certainly the wisdom of Malachi Martin, and because, of course, he goes into the satanic cells within the Vatican. If you want to know about the assassins that are employed by the CIA, we have a 4-CD set where I actually interview CIA assassins. It's called Deadly Assassins. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, the views of Stephen Frank. And Stephen's been at this as long as I have, 50 years, and basically he puts out a newsletter, email newsletter every morning at 3 o'clock, and you can get that. It simply is free of charge. You can get that, and we'll tell you later how you can get hold of Stephen's material. But I find it fascinating. He certainly talks about the things that are going on here in America and puts them into perspective certainly very, very clearly, so you can understand that most of the things that are going on, people do not understand. Stephen, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Dr. Stan, always glad to be with you.
Well, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
Well, there's so much to discuss, but the number one issue are all the issues surrounding the Obamacare. And I came across a UCLA study, and I'm going to be talking about it in my newsletter tomorrow. UCLA has done a study, and they have found out that there are 300,000 young illegal aliens that are eligible for Medicaid here in the state of California, and that already 150,000 have signed up. And now the state of California is putting together a program to get to the other 150,000 to give them free health care paid for by the taxpayers of California and of the nation. That's 300,000 people who are here illegally and, per the terms of Obamacare, are not supposed to get health care coverage. Yet under Governor Brown, 300,000 illegal alien young people are going to have free health care.
Well, that's really very nice of Governor Brown. Of course, it's not his money, it's our money. But basically, of course, as far as the rest of Obamacare is concerned, well, it looks like certainly a lot of the other young people are going to have to pay for it, are not going to get it. People are going to get it for nothing, they'll sign up. But people are going to have to pay for it, along with the young people are not signing up. It looks like certainly a lot of the doctors and medical groups and even hospitals are not going to go along with this. Basically, as I see this whole thing unfolding, it looks to me like there's going to be a real shortage of doctors. There's going to be simply a total alteration of the practice of medicine in America. And good medical care is going to become increasingly difficult to get. And certainly it's going to be the vast majority of people are going to be paying a lot more for the medical care and getting a lot poorer care because they're going to have to subsidize. All these people are getting free medical care. What are your thoughts?
Well, actually, I'm also doing another story tomorrow on that very subject, that there are doctors all over the state that are specialists, oncologists, endocrinologists, and others that are refusing to participate in Obamacare because their reimbursement rate is being cut by 30%. So these highly trained specialists are refusing to participate. And under the terms of Obamacare, the insurance companies will be fined if they don't have the necessary doctors within a 15-mile radius of where the patient lives.
Well, my understanding is that certainly as many as 70% of the doctors in California will not participate. I don't know if those figures are accurate. I've heard so many figures about across the country. I mean, a significant number of the doctors are not going to participate. They can't afford to. And then what's going to happen? Where are the patients going to get their income? I mean, where are they going to get their treatment? What are the doctors going to do? How many of them are going to retire? I think we're into a very, very difficult time. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly why? Because we're being told that more and more doctors are not going to be signing up, and the doctors have to actually, they have to actually have a doctor within 15 minutes or 15 miles of a patient. If they don't have that and can't provide the specialist, well, they're going to be fined. And so basically, of course, the doctors certainly, the insurance companies are going to have to come up with a great deal of money. But of course, if the insurance companies come up with money and they lose money, then the federal government is going to actually pay the insurance companies, which are being fined. They're going to have to make up the money that the insurance companies are losing. And basically, we're talking about billions of dollars. Now, you mentioned $1 billion the first year and $4 or $5 billion the second year. Was that nationwide, or was that simply in California?
No, that's nationwide, and those are very conservative numbers. There have been talks of 10 to 20 billion being lost, but no one knows for sure, and we really won't know until October when the numbers come in on the first year.
Well, you know, the thing that really bothers me, apparently about 40% of the American people are still fully in support of Barack Hussein Obama. 40% of the people already think he's doing a good job. What madness is that? What's happened to the soul of the American people? Don't they understand this is pure socialism? And basically, the trouble is today, Stephen, so many people don't see anything wrong with socialism. Well, aren't people entitled to medical care? Aren't people entitled to be taken care of? Isn't this simply what you are entitled to as a human being? The government should be able to provide for the people, and basically, a government that can't provide for the people is not worthy of the support of the people. And since Obama is dedicated to helping people, then the people should rally behind him, and about 40% of our people really are still behind Obama today. We have a real problem in America. We have a real problem because 40% of our people don't understand America and don't understand what freedom is all about. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, this is a point I'll disagree with you on, Dr. Stan. The 40% do understand what it's all about. They do understand it undermines America, but they don't care. Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, Obama said that because of Obamacare, you no longer need to work. Here in the state of California, if you are on welfare, you get a total of approximately $40,000 per year in welfare benefits of all sorts, tax-free. So this 40% is really made up of the people who don't have to work, who don't have to pay for things themselves, who are living off the government, who are protected by the government. They get their housing vouchers, their food stamps, their cell phones. They get their health care. They get their education. There's very little.
Don't forget about the food stamps.
And of course not. And they get their food stamps. And so they have all of this going on. So I understand why so many people support Obama. These folks understand that if Obama wasn't there, somebody may cut back and they may be forced to go to work.
But they don't understand that basically this whole system is imploding. And the elite even are worried about what's going on. That's why they're cutting back on the military, because they know that you can't keep borrowing money. They're having to borrow, ladies and gentlemen, over $1 trillion a year. The federal government is having to borrow over $1 trillion every year now simply so they could set out their Medicare and Social Security and food stamps and housing allotment and all the other government checks that they're sending out all across this country. They're having to borrow almost a third of the entire budget to keep paying this out. They have to, of course, when they borrow the money, they have to pay interest on the money. And very soon, all the money that's coming in is going to be utilized to pay interest on the national debt. We're talking maybe 10, 15 years down the line. But the elite understand we've got a real problem, and they're worried. And if they are worried and they're beginning to cut back on the military, we ought to be very, very worried as well. But of course, we're not listening to anything. We're just too busy watching suddenly basketball and watching suddenly the Olympics and being entertained on television without realizing, of course, that freedom hangs in the balance, and the freedoms we've known in the past may soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And that's correct. The problem is there are too many people who really don't care. They happen to be American citizens by birth, but it doesn't matter to them that they're Americans. All they're looking for is to be handed a living. They are looking for to be handed education, health care, food stamps, housing vouchers, and all sorts of other welfare programs geared to make sure that they're dependent on government, but that they never have to have the responsibility of being a citizen. They get the benefits, but they don't want to take on the responsibility. And so if you and I and your listeners have to pay high taxes and take on responsibilities, it doesn't bother them because they're home sitting, watching reruns of Jerry Seinfeld, watching the boxing matches on Friday nights, and going to the bars on Saturday night. It is so bad. It literally, in the state of Colorado today, if you have an electronic benefit card, which is really a card for welfare to buy food in the state of Colorado, you can literally go into the a marijuana store that's legal and use your card.
I believe we're going to see riots in our streets here before long, just like they're having over in the Ukraine. But of course, the people over in the Ukraine are socialists. They just want to change the government. They don't see anything wrong with socialism. And we have over 40% of the population here in America who see nothing wrong with socialism. And yet, of course, it is the antithesis of Americanism. You cannot be an American and love liberty and embrace the socialist concepts. And that is that the government will provide for us. Well, the federal government is certainly, we need to help people. There would be a place for people who are really in need, but not for people certainly who don't want to work, or certainly are not going to try to work because the government will provide for them. And increasingly, we're seeing this. More and more, we have over 11 million Americans on disability. We've doubled the number of people on federal disability simply in the last 5 years. Most of these people are not disabled. They just living the good life, along with food stamps and all sorts of housing vouchers and cell phones and pre-medical care. Go right ahead.
Well, and that Ukrainian situation is a great example. Really, does it matter to us which brand of socialism runs the Ukraine, whether it's a European form of socialism, a Russian form of socialism, or just a homegrown socialist regime? The president's so proud of himself of overthrowing a government that was corrupt. The new government will be just as corrupt, quite similar to his interfering with the Egyptian people, getting rid of Mubarak. And then you got Morsi in there, who was just as corrupt, maybe more so than Mubarak. And now the new group that's in there is even more corrupt than the first two. And Obama was so proud of himself getting rid of Mubarak in our name, and he just made it worse for the people of Egypt. We need to stay out of those things. We shouldn't be taking sides which terrorists should be the best terrorist to run a country or which socialist should be the best socialist to run a country. That should be none of our business. And when it does become our business, we're the ones that become the losers.
All I can say is amen. You're absolutely right. But the average individual doesn't ever question why we're putting money into what's going on in Ukraine, why we are funding the slaughter that's taking place over there in Syria. 140,000 Syrians have died now. Innocent civilians are 5 million people driven from their homes, many living in other countries, many simply living in city camps there in Syria, where they certainly are not under direct military fire. 140,000 innocent people have died because the American people really don't care. I mean, after all, we don't want anything to interfere with baseball or with football or with basketball. We want to enjoy life. And yet, of course, it's American dollars that are used to fund the terrorists over there in Syria, the Islamic terrorists who are killing and raping and torturing the Christians in Syria, who are burning the Christian towns in Syria, funded by American tax dollars. And one day God is going to bring judgment. And that's the thing that nobody wants to talk about. But I firmly am convinced that God is going to bring his judgment on this country. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, you're right. There is a judgment in our country. And that judgment shows every day in the bankruptcy of our schools, the Hollywood elite trying to make us into their light. The concept that drugs should be legalized, our failed schools, our healthcare programs that are turning into European-styled healthcare. We are getting a judgment, but we are responsible for that. It has been our choice as Americans by not standing up and saying no to the government and not saying no to the politicians that run these type of programs that hurt the American public. It is about time that the American people say, do we want to have a real nation of freedom, or are we willing just to be lemmings?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our guest is Stephen Frank. And how do you feel? Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
A moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Stephen is talking about the fact that in San Francisco now, why? Because they have a program, a rather expensive program. They're putting out tens of thousands of dollars to actually develop an analysis of the DNA of dog poop. In other words, basically, dog droppings. And they want to get the DNA on that, so if they find any on the street, then they could automatically find the dog owners because they'll know who the dogs were. And so, if you have a dog in San Francisco and you take that dog out, the dog does what dogs have been known to do for thousands of years. Now, of course, why they're going to be able to identify you as the dog owner, and of course you are going to have to pay and pay dearly for it. This is what your tax money is going for, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a world gone mad. Right now we have Barbara calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment?
I just have a little comment and Actually, I want to thank Stephen for coming on, you know, so frequently and giving out all this wonderful information that he does that, you know, awakens people to what's going on. But, you know, you're talking about the food stamp program. I mean, I came here from Canada back in the early 60s, and when I came here, I had to sign forms that said I would never, never apply for any kind of subsidy in any way, food stamps, Medicare, Medi-Cal, whatever. You know, that was it. I was having to work here and make my own way. And I can remember going into, even in those days, going into the grocery store and living on buying the very minimum amount because I was going through some very difficult financial times and getting what would be, you know, we could survive on, my son and I. But having people in front of me going in with food stamps, playing for things with food stamps, with steaks and all of these things, and actually watching them walk out of a store and getting into a Cadillac and driving away. Now, it was bad then. You can imagine what it is like now, where people who are not even here legally can apply for food stamps, and we are paying for it.
And 50 million Americans are on food stamps today. 50 million Americans are on food stamps today. Go right ahead, Barbara.
Well, which is the fact that because I agreed to this, you know, thing, document I signed, I would never do that. And I managed to make my way through it. It wasn't easy, but I did it, and I worked hard for it. But these people, so many of them are just out there to get whatever they can, and it is just getting worse all the time. And somebody has got to say, stop this. But now, you know, I don't know what their propaganda is to allow this, but it is just getting worse and worse all the time.
Well, of course, Barbara, eventually it's going to collapse, and this is the
thing. I know it is.
They know it's going to happen. And basically, the elite that run this country are worried. I mean, they realize this whole thing's going to collapse. And this is why they're cutting back suddenly on benefits for the military, why we're cutting back our military to the lowest level, to a level it was prior to World War II. And basically, of course, because the elite understand what's going on, but nobody's told the public. That's why we do what we do, why Steve does what he does, what I do, and why you do what you do. Anything else, Barbara, before we let you go?
I'm just wondering why, you know, somebody doesn't say, look, let's just stop giving freebies to all these people who are doing nothing.
Oh, my goodness, because they're entitled to them.
No, you're not.
Oh, do you have anything to say? How would you respond to Barbara there, Stephen?
So, well, what's really bad, I'm going to make Barbara really upset now. The Mexican government has created comic books to give to Mexican citizens that show them how to come into the United States illegally, and then once in here, how to apply for welfare, food stamps, etc. And the Mexican government's actually doing that, and it's in comic book form. That's how bad it's gotten. And President Obama has yet to denounce that or ask them to stop distributing those comic books. We are literally being eaten alive by folks from outside this country. As I mentioned before, the UCLA study that just came out shows a total of 300,000 young illegal aliens are either getting or are qualified to get Medicaid in violation of Obamacare. And once you start that with 300,000, they, of course, are going to tell their buddies back in Guadalajara or wherever, and they're going to say, hey, if you want free medical care, come on up here. If you have a bad back, if you have a heart trouble, get quality health care and come to the United States.
In fact, I remember when I was practicing medicine, seeing people from Mexico coming up here. I mean, basically, they had a bad back. They wanted surgery, so they came to America because they could get it here for nothing. They'd have to pay for it in Mexico. Why pay when you can go to America and it's all free?
They came across the border just to give, you know, birth to their babies, too. Stephen, you haven't upset me, but I've been with me.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly a caller was simply calling in and asking what happened in California. As you know, we have certainly a law passed in California where boys can use girls' bathrooms if they think that they're a girl. And they can then, of course, dress in the girls' dressing room. They can use the girls' certainly locker room. And so if you think that you are a boy and you think that you're a girl, you have a perfect right to use the girls' bathroom. Well, somebody actually raised petitions for this. They needed to think of 500,000 signatures or something like that, and they got 600,000 signatures. But of course, when they went to California, went to Los Angeles, why, of course, apparently the Los Angeles disqualified all of these signatures. Well, what happened there? Is there any evidence that these were illegitimate signatures, or is it simply the corruption that we see in the whole voting process? What are your thoughts on that, Stephen?
Well, what's going to happen is attorneys are now going to look at the process and look at the signatures that were not verified and try to get that overturned. And while Los Angeles was the largest county with the largest number of signatures not qualified, or I should say verified, there are other counties also that did the same. In fact, about a month ago, three counties just absolutely refused to count any signatures or look at the signatures, and the people in charge of the initiative had to go to court to have a judge force the registrar of voters to look at and verify the signatures. Is that mean and vicious here in California when it comes to petitions that the left doesn't like?
I think that's the answer to it, Bruce. It, basically, they call it dishonest. Thanks very much for calling, and right now some of the other issues. Our guest is Stephen Frank. And before we go on, Stephen, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your newsletter, and certainly how they can get your information that you put out on a daily basis. 3 o'clock every morning, Stephen issues an email newsletter. It's free of charge. How can people get that?
Well, they can go to California Political News and Views at capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. Go to that website, and on the far right, there is a place to put your email address under news alerts. And every morning at 3 o'clock, you will receive the newsletter with 10 different stories about corruption, taxes, education, health care, the general subjects of the day that you will not find in other new mainstream media. These are the stories that the mainstream media either misrepresents or just refuses to publish. And just go to capoliticalnews.com. Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Let's quickly go to Tom calling us from New York State. Tom, do you have a quick question for our guest?
Well, I have a comment. I guess
basically, we've got a board full. But
oh, no problem. I don't necessarily agree with all of what's being said. I mean, some people, you know, are forced to take psychiatric medication and then kind of renders them disabled. And they're trying to get back on their feet. So I don't agree that everybody's milking the system.
Okay, fine. But basically, do you believe that the federal government should provide, or that if there's a problem, it should be provided to the state and the local level so there's controls on it? Or do you think that we have a great system just the way it is?
Some of it's going to be, you know, federal, like Medicaid, and state programs like Medicare.
Then basically you don't believe in the Constitution. Because they are unconstitutional. This whole system is unconstitutional. There's no place in the Constitution that authorizes that. But you believe in it. That's fine. Anything else you'd like to say?
Nope. Thanks for having me on the air.
Okay, fine. And we'll quickly go to Dean calling from Washington State. Now I'm going to ask people to hold their calls because I want Stephen to have an opportunity to get his thoughts out. Dean, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I do have a comment, sir, and that is earlier tonight, tonight's guest was suggesting that people on the welfare just don't want to work, and they get all of these benefits, and oh boy, but you know what? Can he actually list the jobs that are available out there? I mean, if I sent him my resume, can he call me on my phone and say, look, this is what's available. What's wrong with you?
So basically you're saying you haven't been able to get a job.
Correct.
How long have you been unemployed?
Years.
And so what type of work do you do?
I'm a mechanic. I weld. I fabricate.
Okay. Well, all I can say is, Dean, I'm terribly sorry. The reason we're in the trouble today is because, of course, they've destroyed the infrastructure of our society.
And that's another thing.
Wait a minute. But, Dean, I let you say what you wanted to. Please let me finish. They've sent our jobs overseas. They have intentionally sent our jobs overseas. We've lost over 6 million manufacturing jobs permanently, sending them to other countries, and suddenly it's not going to get any better. What are you doing to try to correct what's going on as far as our trade policies are concerned, where we actively encourage our corporations and businesses to move overseas?
Dr. Stan, if this gentleman wants a job, if this gentleman wants a job, he can have a job in 2 days at very high pay. If he wants a job, if he's a welder and a mechanic, he could have a job in 48 hours from right now in North Dakota. There are 15,000 jobs that they cannot fill in North Dakota, and most of them are mechanical jobs. So if this gentleman really wants to work, there is an opportunity for him. And if the state of California would allow fracking, he could work in the state of California. But since we don't, he has to move to North Dakota. But if he wants to get off welfare, he can. The choice is his. And the American public deserves to have those who have the right to make a choice to get a job, to take the jobs that are available. And we're not talking minimum wage jobs. We're talking about jobs that start at $60,000 a year in the state of North Dakota, and they still can't get enough people for them.
Okay, Dean, what would you respond to that?
I would thank you for letting me respond. And that is that, can I laugh now or should I wait until later?
Have you checked North Dakota? Have you checked what Stephen is saying? Because Stephen is saying is true.
Yes, it is true. Do you know what the housing problem is like in North Dakota?
Have you tried to see what can be done up there? You have all sorts of excuses for not wanting to go, but basically you want to talk about housing. The jobs are available. You can always use trailers. There's always a way, Dean, in a free society, but it's far better to be on welfare, isn't it?
I'm not on welfare, and that's the other thing I want to say. I am not on welfare.
Well, good. I'm glad. Okay, fine. Thanks very much. Appreciate your call. Go ahead, Stephen. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's really the big problem, is that if people want well-paying jobs, they do exist, and they may not exist in their locale. They may be forced to move, but if you want something better for your family, it is available in this country. Not in all states. Like California, there's very little truly available. But if you want to go to Texas, in the last 10 years, remember, Texas has 12 million fewer people than the state of California, 12 million fewer. But in the last 10 years, the state of Texas has developed three times the number of jobs in raw numbers as the state of California. And so there are jobs available. It may not be where you live, but somebody who is a mechanic and a welder, the oil industry has exploded in the state of Texas. If he doesn't want to go to North Dakota, there are plenty of jobs for his specialty in the state of Texas. So there's plenty of housing in the state of Texas, and the housing is comparatively very inexpensive compared to California. And so this is about opportunity, but it's not being handed to the gentleman. He wants it handed to him, and life isn't like that. He has to work for it. And the opportunity to work is there, to work at a good rate of pay and a good quality life. And if he doesn't want North Dakota, he could certainly move to Texas.
Well, I think that the important issue, first of all, is the fact that according to our Constitution, it's not up to the federal government to provide for the people. Because any government that can provide for whatever the people want has got to be able to control whatever the people have and whatever they do. When we need welfare, it should be taken care of at the state and specifically at the local level, at the church level. But it should never be the function of the federal government to provide for the people. And basically, people say, well, we need welfare, we need to help. Well, basically, what you're seeing today is doubling the number of people on federal welfare disability. In the last 5 years, do you honestly think the number of people has actually doubled? And it really hasn't. People want the money. If you can get free money, they want it. Do you really think that we need 50 million people on food stamps in America today? We have over 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid in America today. It's getting up to about 110 million. Basically, you know, there's a wonderful story. I just reread it. Somebody sent me a little pamphlet the other day. It was a story certainly about this place somewhere in Mississippi where they actually had a group of wild hogs, and they lived in a swamp, and basically, why, because they were so fierce that it was sort of a matter of courage and integrity if you could go down and capture and kill one of those wild hogs, because they would fight you. You came into their area, they would gang up and fight you, and so basically, the wild hogs were sort of known. People came from all over the country to see those wild hogs because they were so fierce, and then they tell the story about the local county store. aware of Krista. One day, this stranger comes by with a wagon and a horse, and he asks where the hogs are. And people say, "Well, you don't want to go down there. Those hogs are dangerous. You know, they'll tear you limb from limb." And Phyllis says, "Oh, well, I just show me where the hogs are." And so, basically, they pointed where the hogs were, and about 2 weeks went by. They didn't see the stranger again, and people began to wonder if maybe he got down there and the hogs tore him apart. And so basically they went out and they went down to the swamp looking for this stranger. And there they heard the squealing of the hogs, and they were all in a great big pen. All these previously wild hogs were in a big pen, and there was the stranger. And they said, "Well, how did you get those hogs in the pen?" "Oh," he said, "it was really very simple." He said, "Basically, what I did, I took some corn, I put it out, and the little hogs came, and they ate the corn. And when the big hogs saw that they got the corn there, well, they came and they started eating the corn because it was there, it was just there, sitting there. And so I put up one side of the pen, and then I built another side of the pen, and then I built another side of the pen. And the hogs came every day for the free corn that was there. They didn't have to get out and grub and look for food." And he said, "Then the final day, well, I just put up the last side of the pen, and now I had him penned." He said, "You know, I can pen any animal in this country that'll first become dependent upon me." And the moral of the story is, ladies and gentlemen, fellow hogs, we've been penned. And when I hear people calling here and saying how wonderful federal welfare is and we got to have it, I wonder what's happened to people who understand what liberty is. Liberty is limited federal government. Yes, we need to be compassionate towards people, but the function of our federal government was never to provide for the people, because the government that can provide for the people has got to be able to control the people. And we ought to keep telling that story over and over again, Steve. People have forgotten what liberty is about.
So absolutely, they have. Here in California, as I said before, you could live on government handouts of $40,000 a year tax-free. You'd have to earn about $52,000 to $55,000 to earn that. Why work when you can get it for free? And that seems to be a growing attitude. And then, of course, you had the president tell people, literally, they no longer have to work because they have free Obamacare, subsidized by those who do work. And at some point, people are going to get tired of working and saying, "Why don't I get free stuff?" And then the country be in even worse shape. We're in terrible shape now financially. We owe $17.2 trillion. By the end of this year, we'll be up to $18 trillion as the debt of this nation. And the end of the following year will be over $19 trillion. There's no way for us to pay it off. We're beholden to the Chinese and other foreign governments. We're beholden to Wall Street. And the Federal Reserve continues to crank out money. And they continue to buy up at the rate of almost $1 trillion a year the debt of this country. And at some point, it's all going to collapse.
And of course, this Sunday, there's a gentleman named Richard Haass. He is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's one of the 10 most powerful men in the world. You don't know Richard Haass, H-A-A-S, but you can read the article. It's in Time Magazine, May 13th, 2013. May 13th, 2013. And Richard Haass talks about what's going on financially. And he says it's not a matter of if, but when this whole house of cards is coming down, the whole financial house of cards is coming down. Why do you think they're cutting back on the military, ladies and gentlemen? Because they know the house of cards is coming down. It's one of the few places they can cut back on. The veterans are taking away the benefits from the veterans. They're taking away the money from the places where people actually go to buy their food, where people in the military go to buy their food. If you are a disabled veteran, they'll cut back on your care. But this is just the beginning. The whole financial infrastructure is beginning to crumble. And where is the cry from our political leaders? Why, they're simply deciding what new program they're going to come up with, Obamacare being a perfect example of it. Steve, we've only got a couple of minutes. You go right ahead.
Well, this is the time for people to take stock in what they know, and if they understand the economics of their state and their nation, and if they understand the purpose of policies such as Obamacare, such as Medicaid, such as the president's desire not to close our borders off to illegal aliens, if they understand the totality of all this, they should be angry enough to get involved. As I've said before in your show, Dr. Stan, I love your show, but it's not enough for people to listen to your show, to listen to your guests, to listen to you. Once they have the information, they have a responsibility of using it. Somebody once said that information without action is wasteful, and action without information is fanaticism. And so you need to use the information that you have, write letters to the editor, call talk shows, meet with your elected officials from city council to congressperson. These are things that you can do as a citizen.
And get behind people running for office right now. Get behind responsible people from the Tea Party, other groups that will stand for what America stands for rather than from the Marxist programs being pushed by the elite who run America.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the program with Stephen Frank. And basically, we have people out there who really do believe, of course, the federal government has to provide for us. We do have people out there who think that federal welfare is a wonderful thing. And basically, they have the right in a free society to those ideas. But it's because they do not understand our Constitution. There is a place for welfare, but it's not welfare. It should be for sure. But imposing a tyrannical rule fuel and behind all of this are powerful demonic forces that are the antithesis of what America stands for. Because behind everything going on today is this eternal spiritual battle between good and evil, between God and Satan. And there really are certainly people who embrace these satanic ideas that government will provide for us. Government, certainly, according to the founding fathers of America, government was never to provide for people so men could be free. As you listen to a program like this, as I hear the callers call in who tell me how necessary all these government programs are, I ask, whatever happened to America? What happened to their education? Don't they understand that certainly matters dealing with life, liberty, and property be taken care of at the local level, never at the federal level? Because as I said earlier, a government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have. And a government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. But we don't hear this from our callers. Oh, no, my goodness, we have problems and I want someone to look after me. Well, unfortunately, when enough people believe that, why, freedom as we've known it will soon become a remembrance of things past. Well, if you're out there in the audience in the position to help finance what we do it 5 hours a day, 5 days a week without salary, but we do need your help to maintain our network of stations. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get our products, our health products, our soap products, certainly our DVDs. If you haven't got my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you need to get it, that's Brotherhood of Darkness. If you're Catholic, you want to know about the satanic elements within the Catholic Church, you need to get the 4-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. That's The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. If you'd like to know what happened to Congressman Larry McDonald, we have a 4-CD set on that. Certainly, he did not die in the plane. The plane was actually forced down and then, of course, taken out and sunk. And basically, you need the 4-CD set on Congressman Larry McDonald, the things you'll never read to regular channels. Certainly, you need to get our 4-CD set on deadly assassins. We're actually interview government assassins who actually were assigned to kill people. Both of the assassins I interview are dead today. Anyway, that's a 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Look at all the 4-CD sets and the other things we have. If you want to know about Adolf Hitler, we have the book Hunting Hitler and the Grey Wolf. Adolf Hitler escaped. He was helped to escape. If you want to know about how the Nazis escaped, it's called Operation Paperclip. And then please pray for America. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. School is in session. Well, study. That's what we do here. Study to find out what the heck is going on in the world. And it's not easy. So many different stories emanating from so many different sections of the world that almost sometimes
contradict each other.